Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson. I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, and we will be discussing many topics, including NL ballot, Posey passes Molina, results, Tate finds path to drafting Compton UWA, Strasburg's have rest after next ring confirmed, today's starting lineup, shooting second, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter a chat at www.blogtalkmedia.com/InsideMLB. And on the same baseball history, in 1987, using their number one pick overall in the draft, the Seattle Mariners select Ken Griffey Jr. The signing of Jr.'s son of Major League coach Ken Griffey will play a major role in the Seattle success in the mid-1990s. And now, fans, it's time for the baseball joke of the day. Baseball fans are hoping that President Clinton may throw out the first pitch at one of the World Series games. Normally, we'd ask Hillary, the baseball spokesman, because she seems to be the one with the balls. That's the baseball joke of the day. And now it's time for the random player. Fans, these are your clues. But before we give you a clue, 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkmedia.com/InsideMLB. All right, here are your clues. He's a center fielder for the Dodgers. He was born in Palo Alto, California. Currently, he's age 23. He's played for the Dodgers since 2014, and his number is 31. You can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses for the random part of the day. So Posey makes move to front in the NL All-Star balloting. Giants catcher passes Molina with three other Cardinals holding the leads. Harper, again, tops the league in total voting. With three members of the first-place Cardinals in position to win starting roles, and the latest National League update of voting on the 2015 MLB Insurance All-Star Game ballot. It's the defending World Series champion who made the most significant move. Giants catcher Buster Posey overtook St. Louis backstop Yadier Molina for the top spot among NL catchers this week. And Posey is now the third top vote-getter in the league. Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper continues to lead the league in voting. With Cardinals third baseman Matt Carpenter behind him, shortstop Johnny Peralta and outfielder Matt Holliday with other Cardinals in position, starting on July 14th, Midsummer Classic, as one of the latest balloting. Miami Giancarlo Stanton is in line for the third outfield spot, with teammate D. Gordon leading St. Louis's Colton Wong in the race at second base. Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is pacing the NL first baseman, with Arizona's Paul Goldschmidt and Chicago's Anthony Rizzo behind him. Rizzo's teammates Chris Bryant trails Carpenter in their race at third base. The Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford trails Peralta, while his teammate Nori Aoki is number four outfielder in the voting. You can vote for starters at MLB.com and all 30 club sites on computers, tablets, and smartphones. And on Thursday, July 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. For the first time, voting is exclusively online. Fans may also receive their ballot by texting VOTE, all capitals, V-O-T-E, to 89269 in the United States, or 101010 if you live in Canada. Or text VOTA, all capitals, for a ballot in Spanish. Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages, no purchase required. Reply STOP, all caps, STOP to cancel. Reply HELP, HELP, all caps, for info. Find the announcement of the 2015 All-Stars. Be sure to return to MLB.com and cast your 2015 insurance MLB All-Star Game final vote for the final player for each league's All-Star roster on Tuesday, July 14th. Watch the 2015 All-Star Game live on Fox. And during the game, visit MLB.com to submit your choice for the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player Award, presented by Chevrolet via the 2015 MLB All-Star Game MVP vote. MLB.com will provide extensive online coverage of all All-Star Week festivities. The 86 All-Star Game will be televised nationally by Fox, in Canada by Rogers Sportsnet and RDS, and worldwide by partners in more than 200 countries, the MLB International's independent feed. ESPN Radio and ESPN Radio Deportes will provide national coverage of the All-Star Game. MLB Network and SiriusXM will also provide comprehensive All-Star Week coverage. For more information, please visit allstargame.com. And now it's time for the National League results from the latest update that we are getting, which gives basically a vote-by-vote update of where people are stand in the All-Star Game balloting. All right, it's now time for the NL All-Star Game ballot update, June 2nd. Okay, so, we're going to start out with the first baseman. So, Giants catcher Buster Posey overtook San Luis backstop Yadier Molina for the top spot among National League catchers this week. And Posey is now the third top vote getter in the league, according to Tuesday's update of voting on the 2015 Eastern MLB All-Star Game ballot. Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper continues to lead in voting, with Cardinals third baseman Matt Carpenter behind him. For catcher, first, Buster Posey of the Giants with 1,679,703 votes. Yadier Molina of the Cardinals with 1,542,231 votes. Miguel Montero of the Cubs, 551,748 votes. A.J. Pierzynski of the Braves with 448,162 votes. And Yasmani Grandal of the Dodgers with 396,897 votes. At first base for the Dodgers and first vote-getter, Adrian Gonzalez with 1,380,696 votes. Paul Goldschmidt of the D-backs with 1,067,482 votes. Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs with 834,554 votes. Matt Adams of the Cardinals with 702,282 votes, and Brandon Bell of the Giants with 632,931 votes. At second base, leading is D. Gordon of the Marlins with 1,531,048 votes. And for the Cardinals at second, also Colton Wong with 1,185,982 votes. And at third, the Giants, Joe Panik, 723,564 votes. For the Dodgers, Howie Kendrick, 559,417 votes. And you know, Oscar Barrett of the Nationals with 502,505 votes. At third base, Matt Carpenter for the Cardinals, 1,974,503 votes. And for the Cubs, Chris Bryant, 1,079,693 votes. For the Reds, Todd Frazier, 636,177 votes. For the Rockies, Nolan Arenado with 578,243 votes. And David Wright of the Mets with 468,288 votes. At shortstop, leading the way for the Cardinals, Johnny Peralta with 1,279,711 votes. For the Giants, Brandon Crawford with 1,103,884 votes. For the Cubs, Starling Castro with 853,452 votes. For the Rockies, Troy Tulowitzki with 762,100 votes. For the Reds, Zach Kuzart with 535,920 votes. And now it's time for the outfield. Leading the way, Bryce Harper of the Nationals with 2,323,186 votes. For the Cardinals, Matt Holliday, 1,654,420 votes. For the Marlins, Giancarlo Stanton with 1,210,108 votes. For the Giants, Nori Aoki with 1,012,117 votes. For the Giants, Angel Bacon with 782,876 votes. Again for the Giants, Hunter Pence with 692,922 votes. For the Padres, Justin Upton with 692,380 votes. For the Pirates, Andrew McCutchen, 667,692 votes. For the Cardinals, Jason Hayward with 655,444 votes. For the Dodgers, Jock Peterson with 588,336 votes. For the Cardinals, John Jay with 554,199 votes. For the Cubs, Dexter Fowler with 513,233 votes. For the Rockies, Corey Dickerson with 504,983 votes. For the Padres, Matt Kemp, 476,318 votes. And finally for the Cubs, Jorge Soler, 462,196 votes. And now, it's time for how Tate finds his path to the draft in Comden, UYA. My bad. Zimmerman dominates Blue Jays in the first of their doubleheader today. Okay, so again, the Nationals did have a doubleheader today with Jordan Zimmerman's afternoon of brilliance was in question in the seventh when he had faced a base loaded situation with one out and a two-run lead. He induced a double play to wiggle out of it unscathed and added one more scoreless inning after that in the Nationals' 2-0 win over the Blue Jays on Tuesday afternoon in game one of a split doubleheader. Zimmerman ignited the offense as well, leading off the fifth with a single off Blue Jays starting right at R.A. Dickey and scoring the game's first run on a Bryce Harper RBI single. Ryan Zimmerman batted in the game's only other run with a one-out sacrifice fly to score, you know, Escobar. Dickey worked six solid innings, allowing one only the 2 runs. In the fifth. He struck out six and walked one. Falling to 2-6 on the year. Moments that matter. Striking first. The Astros broke the scoreless tie in the sixth inning when Zimmerman helped his own cause with a leadoff single to center. After another base hit and a sacrifice bunt, Harper netted his 44th RBI, tying him for the MLB lead. Zimmerman followed Harper with a sacrifice fly to give the Nats a 2-0 advantage. Martin misses the mark. The Blue Jays' best opportunity to score Zimmerman came in the top of the seventh inning. Chris Colabello and Josh Torre single with while Edwin Encarnacion walked below the bases with one out. Russell Martin entered the game as a pinch hitter, but he promptly hit into an inning-ending double play. The finisher. Drew Storen continues dominant 2015 as the Nationals' closer, working a perfect ninth inning. He notched his 17th save of the season. Now, fans, it's now time to sound smart with your friends. Prior to Tuesday afternoon's game, Toronto was the only team in the major leagues that hadn't been shut out this season. A 52 consecutive games without a shutout was the second longest streak to open a season in franchise history. Toronto went to its first 78 games of the 1993 season without being held scoreless. So, fans, if you hear that, go tell your friends right now. They will think you are a super genius. Bautista returns to right. Jose Bautista played his first game in the right field since April 21st. Bautista had been limited to getting his at-bats in the designated hitter spot because of a strain and an impingement in his right shoulder. He was tested in the first inning when Zimmerman hit a deep fly ball to right field. Bautista caught the ball, but Escobar tagged up from second and advanced to third. And now it's time for the pass to the draft for Tate. And he did find his pass to the draft incompetent. UYA. Again, Tate, he finds his pass to the draft in a very special way. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We had a bit of a satellite misfunction. Tate finds draft to draft in Compton. You. What? Hey! Dylan Tate was running out of options. He needed a place to stay, play baseball, an opportunity to pitch. Thanks to Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy in Compton, California, he found that and a lot more. I just needed an outlet for me to go and get some work in, and they really provided. That for me, which was great, said Tate, a UC Santa Barbara junior, is projected to be a top 10 pick in next week's Major League Draft. Tate was almost out of baseball by the time he turned 15. One day, his mother, Lenora, drove him to Compton Academy, which has served as a pioneer for baseball's efforts in the inner city since it opened in 2006. And now, fans, it's time to go for a break. I'm extremely sorry for the difficulties that you may have experienced during this show, including some brief laughing spurts. It will not happen again. All right, we're going to break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. No, all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
Peterson's homer, MLB's fifth longest at 15. Coors Field moonshot his Dodgers rookie. Three straight games with a home run. Absolutely insane what Jock Peterson has been able to do for the Dodgers so far. And, I mean, I've been just shocked at his capabilities. And rookie Jock Peterson, third in home run in the first game of Tuesday's Dodgers-Rockies doubleheader, was projected by StatCast to land 477 feet from home plate, making it Major League Baseball's fifth longest homer of the season. The longest was Nelson Cruz's 483-foot drive against Texas on April 29th. Peterson has 15 home runs after slugging 9 in May when he tied a club record 1 month. The homer gave Peterson games with a home run, a feat he has accomplished twice this season. And right now, fans, I mean, obviously great for Dodgers fans how not only the Jock Peterson, but he also played as close in and on his rehab assignment, and how he's, the Dodgers are packing in patience with their injured reliever, Rodriguez. Paco Rodriguez. And I'm just going to go back to a little bit to the Peterson home run. 477 feet for a rookie is, I mean, absolutely crazy. Also, Chris Bryant did hit that far, and that we did that segment on him yesterday. Today we did do Jock Peterson. Alfredo Yasiel Puig was scheduled to take batting practice in Arizona on Tuesday, but not run on his healing left hamstring muscle after an aggressive workout Monday. Heading Dodgers manager Don Mattingly's lengthy injury update prior to Tuesday's doubleheader against the Rockies. Puig appears to be the only days away from starting another rehab assignment, but Mattingly couldn't give a day. Puig has already had one rehab assignment cut short after enduring a setback from an injury that has limited him to only 11 games this year. Mattingly said the club is taking conservative approach to left elbow injury of Paco Rodriguez, who will be out for 5 days before resuming a throwing program. Mattingly said an MRI exam revealed no change from when Rodriguez originally signed. What that really means is uncertain, because the club is using the same terminology to describe the MRI for lefty Hyun-Jun Ryu, who required season-ending left shoulder surgery. Mattingly said Joel Peralta's bullpen session on Monday went well, and that Peralta was scheduled for a long toss on Tuesday, another bullpen session on Wednesday, as he returns from a pinched nerve in his neck. Brandon Leake is close to beginning a rehab assignment after missing 2 months with a right shoulder impingement, while Brandon Beachy continues to move methodically toward a rehab assignment. But Mattingly said that because Beachy has been away from the game for nearly 3 years after undergoing 2 Tommy John operations, he needs more time to work on subtleties, including fielding and holding runners. The Dodgers now have a league-high 10 players on the disabled list, so they are really beat up right now, and hopefully, I mean, for Dodgers fans, that these guys get back. I mean, they could be a much better team than they are right now, and hopefully that's obviously what Dodgers fans want to see, obviously, them being a better team. Okay, and it's now time to get in our Steven. My bad, it's now time to get into, our Steven Strasburg edition, like I promised, and how he is going to be rested after the neck strain is confirmed. Sad thing for Nationals fans. Also, Fitzer has a bullpen session, and he says it went pretty well, so that's a plus for Nationals fans. Okay, let's get started. A doctor's appointment on Monday night revealed no surprises, as Nationals right-hander Steven Strasburg was diagnosed with a left trapezius strain. And that's where we're going to leave you today, fans. All right, it's time to go to the 7-minute stretch. We'll be going to take him out to the ballgame and then coming back for a closing statement and say something. So please stay tuned. You do not want to miss out. All right, enjoy. Take him out to the ballgame. Fans, we're back on the Sunday week, and it's now time for Say Something. And if I like to say something first, I'd like to apologize for the of recent laughing spurts that I've been having, our assistants, Will Gano and Jason Sense, have been very disruptive, and they will be disciplined immediately. Okay. But besides that, I mean, the National League about how Buster Posey passed the media, I mean, that's a big step for him because Giants are doing extremely well, but so are the Cardinals. And the show that Buster Posey has passed him, it may mean something down the line for the Giants being better than the Cardinals. I mean, they did win in the NLCS last year. And, I mean, it's a big thing that's going on right now. Buster Posey did pass Yadier Molina. And even though they were being extremely awful today, I'd like to thank Jason Sense and Will Gano for helping to plan a production of Inside MLB. And again, they will be disciplined immediately, and I mean immediately. Along with that, we'll be at all common decisions with the statistics used on Inside MLB Tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Sorry. From the newest edition of Inside MLB. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Benson Factor. My coaches will back when you can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day. And remember, I will be putting pictures of Will Gano and Jason Sense discipline tonight. All right. Thank you for tuning in.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.